Nolte, Chick-fil-A sells out the Christian faith for greed. By John Nolte on November 19, 2019. Chick-fil-A is not even hiding the fact it is selling out its faith for a buck, choosing money over Christianity. There's no question we know that, as we go into new markets. We need to be clear about who we are, Chick-fil-A President and Chief Operating Officer Tim Tassopoulos said Monday. There are lots of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message. There it is. Right there. Chick-fil-A wants to get into new markets, wants to become even wealthier, and is offering the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as its sacrifice to the unforgiving bullies in the gay movement. Keep in mind it is not just about the money. Not just about the donations. Chick-fil-A will no longer offer these groups. Oh, no. It is so much more than that. What Chick-fil-A is doing with this announcement is joining the anti-Christian left in smearing these Christian organizations as hate groups, as bigots. This is unforgivable. What a sick betrayal, what a craven, cowardly, greedy, scraping betrayal. The Salvation Army is not exactly a cultural bomb thrower. This is a Christian organization that quietly, unless you count those lovely Christmas bells, goes about the business of helping the poor and homeless. And as far as I know, it does not deny help to anyone, no matter what they do with their private parts. But because the Salvation Army is truly Christian and refuses to embrace the sacramentalization of sin that is same-sex marriage, the Lctxis supercalifragilisticexpialidocious people have mercilessly bullied the charity, smeared it as a hate group, and now Chick-fil-A has joined the bullying as it publicly sells out this decent Christian charity for only one reason: Chick-fil-A is greedy for more money. Chick-fil-A is not selling out because the operation is floundering, is on the verge of bankruptcy and may be worried about keeping its doors opened and its employees employed. Quite the opposite. Business is booming at Chick-fil-A. The company is in the best shape ever. But all that success and wealth is not enough, you see. The company wants more money, more success, more millions, more billions, and the easiest way to get their hands on more and more and more is to sell out their faith. Is to offer the anti-Christian left the bloody heads of the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, two uncommonly decent organizations that quietly go about the business of doing good work, that have never tossed so much as a firebomb or firecracker into the culture wars. Another sacrifice Chick-fil-A is making is the trust you and I stupidly offered the company. Weren't we the suckers falling for the whole "we're closed on Sundays" ruse? And yes, it was all a ruse, a lie. A long con where Chick-fil-A disguised itself as one of us to earn our trust and take our money to achieve its goals. And now that those goals are achieved, the company is greedy for more. And the fastest way to get more is to publicly stab you and I and the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes right in the back. Chick-fil-A has been exposed as the proverbial wolf in sheep's clothing. For years, millions of Christians have overpaid for chicken sandwiches out of a sense of loyalty to one of the few remaining corporations willing to stand with us. We made Chick-fil-A what it is. We made Chick-fil-A rich. We made Chick-fil-A the third biggest fast food franchise in the country, but now, to prove its fealty to the anti-Christian left, to make a few more bucks, Chick-fil-A is bowing and scraping before very people determined to destroy our faith. Shame on Chick-fil-A forever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.